නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය ඕම් නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 28, Chapter entitled Gyan Yoga, Text number 12. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Yavad Dehendriya Prane. ආත්මනහ සන්නිකර්ෂණං සංසාරහ ඵල්වාංස්තාවත් සංසාර ඵලවංස්තා අපාර්ථෝ අපි අවිවේකිනා ශ්‍රී භගවාන් උවාච යාවත් දේහින්ද්‍රිය ප්‍රාණේ ආත්මන සන්නිකර්ෂණං සංසාර ඵලවාංස්තාවත් අපාර්ථෝ අපි අවේකිනා ශ්‍රී භගවාන් උවාච යාවද් දේහින්ද්‍රිය ප්‍රාණේ ආත්මන සන්නිකර්ෂණං සංසාරහ ඵලවාංස්තාවත් අපාර්ථෝ අපි අවිවේකිනා අනුවාච
යාවත් දේහින්ද්‍රිය ප්‍රාණේ ආත්මනං සනිකර්ෂණම් සංසාර ඵලවංස්තාවත් අපාර්ථෝ අපි අවේකිනහ ශ්‍රී භගවාන් උවාච ඉන්ද්‍රිය ප්‍රාණේ නිකර්ෂණම් සංසාර ඵලවාංස්තාවත් අපාර්ථෝ අපි අවිවේකිනහ
ශ්‍රී භගවාන් උවාච වන් ද සුප්‍රීම් පර්සනලිටි ඔෆ් ගොඩ්හෙඩ් සෙඩ් යාවත් ඇස් ලොන්ග් ඇස් දේහ බයි ද බොඩි Indriyah, senses, pranah, and vital force, atmanah, of the soul, sannikarshanam, attraction, samsarah, material existence, phalvan, fruitful, tavat, for that duration. Apartha, meaningless, api, although, avivekinaha, for the undiscriminating. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So the translation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, as long as the foolish spirit soul remains attracted to the material body, senses and vital force, his material existence continues to flourish, although it is ultimately meaningless. Purport. Here the word sannikarshanam indicates that the pure spirit soul voluntarily connects himself with the material body. Considering this a most fruitful arrangement. Actually, the situation is apart, useless. Useless unless one uses one's embodied situation to engage in the loving service of the Lord. At that time, one's connection is actually with Lord Krishna, not with the body, which becomes a mere instrument for executing one's higher purpose.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishram Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Panghum Langayate Girim Yad Kripatamaham Vande Sri Guru Dinatharinam.
Hare Krishna. So seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak something on this wonderful chapter from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 28, Jnana Yoga, text number 12. So with the blessings for my own purification. So herein, as we have been hearing in the last couple of days' classes, Uddhavji is asking the questions that who actually experiences the soul is pure and body is inert. So who actually experiences the conditions of the material world? So who is actually the enjoyer, or how is this experience happening? And from this verse on, we see Krishna explains to Uddhavji the perfect answer. He's saying, the Supreme Personality of God had said, as long as foolish spirit soul, avivekinaha, remains attracted to the material body, senses and vital force, sannikarshanam. Akarshana is attraction. Sannikarshanam is like something like prakashtrupena. Usually devotees say, prakashtrupena, like a strongly attracted. Is that how it is? Sannikarshan? Maybe. Okay. So it's strong attraction basically. That's what it is saying. Remains attracted to material body, senses and vital force. His material existence continues to flourish, Falwans. Although it is ultimately apartha, ultimately meaningless. So that is, so as long as one is attracted to these body, vital force, that existence will continue. As we heard in the previous classes, the beautiful example which Srila Prabhupada gives of the dream, a very wonderful example, very beautifully elaborated in the last few classes, on how one experiences an illusion, but within that illusion, the experience is real. So that's what this material world is. And herein, very beautifully, Krishna is telling that anyone who is avivekina, who is not, who is undiscriminating, and who is very much attached to the body, will definitely experience this material world. That is beautifully answered. So this is something amazing. Srimad Bhagavatam has all the perfect questions and the perfect answers. Yesterday, or the day before yesterday, Baldev Prabhu was very nicely explaining how Uddhavji asked all the wonderful, he listed all the wonderful questions which Uddhavji asks, and Krishna, the perfect master, the perfect Aparashaya, answers the perfect answers to all these wonderful questions. And here, and as it is explained, that as long as this foolish soul materially remains attracted, and it is, in the purport is explained, that this pure spirit soul voluntarily connects himself. So the spirit soul is actually voluntarily attracting, is attracted to these things. Like Prabhupada would give that sometime, that example, a man embracing a tree and he's saying, leave me, leave me. Is something like that is what our situation is. We are voluntarily embracing and same time saying, give me, oh, give, oh Maya, please leave me, please leave me. But actually it's just we ourselves are holding. I remember my great-grandmother used to teach me, not teach me, but she used to tell me, like when you go to somebody's house or somebody is to offer you something, so you take it from their hand, like somebody is offering you, she would show me how to. She said, "Ye pakdo haath mein," and then keep pulling it and saying, "No, no, no, I don't want it. Thank you, thank you. I don't want it, but I don't want it." So that's what our situation is. We are saying, "I don't need it. I don't need it. Maya, please give me." But at the same time, we are just holding on to these attachments. So I remember she would tell me, "Kahin bhi ghar pe jao to mana karte raho, but keep pulling the thing. Keep pulling." So that's what our situation is. In one sense, that's what is being described here, that we voluntarily are embracing the tree and saying, and this bondage is very, very strong, sannikarshanaham. I think that probably means it's very, very strong bondage. This is super strong bondage. That's like, previously there used to be an ad which used to come like that, fevicol ka jod. That there will be like two planks joined together and two elephants on both sides trying to break that attraction. So that's all. That means they were showing how strong that bond is. So that's what our condition in the material world is. It's like that strong bond which is our pure spirit soul experiences, that strong bondage to the material body, to the material senses, to the vital force. Of course, they would say a nice line during in that advertisement, Fevicol, joins everything except broken hearts. But that is, well, of course, this doesn't apply here, but yes. That's, we have to connect our hearts to Krishna. And we all have heard that famous story of our dear Kailash. The classic example of attachment to the material body. Of course, it's in one sense, it's all our story. We have heard it, we have spoken it, we have told it. All those who are preaching have told them many, many times. I think how many of us have used that story in our preaching? Kailash, the famous Kailash story. Narad Muni comes in, comes back, give up your body. No, I'm not ready. So different stages he comes in, but every stage there is some attachment. Sometimes it's the body, sometimes it's the wife, sometimes it's the children, sometimes it's the wealth, sometimes it's the treasure. and ultimately ends up becoming a snake and dying. So that's, in one sense, it's all of our story. Somehow we, all the time, we just keep postponing our surrender. So we have an opportunity to surrender completely at every moment. But then at every moment we keep postponing it. Nahin, abhi nahin. Abhi itna theek hai. Baad mein karte hain thoda. It's now this much and then I'll do a little more surrender. And then a little more surrender. Thoda sa aage aana padega. Because of social distancing. Yeah. So that's what it is. This attraction is so powerful. And because of our attachments, we just keep postponing it. And even since the whole world, as it is being explained here, samsara phalvam stavat, that the whole world, or everyone, samsara is flourished by this sannikarshanam, this strong attraction to the body, senses and the vital force, that the whole world is revolving around this principle of attraction to the body. Of course, Prem Gaurangpur was quoting Bhagavatam that the earth is not revolving. But here the world is revolving in the sense around this principle of attachment to the body, to the senses. And we can analyze any activity, any act of a person who is not a devotee, fully surrendered soul, somehow will sublimate to this point of attraction to his body, his senses, his prana. So any person, any activity done, if we analyze it, if we break down into, go to the root of that, we will come to this principle of attraction to body senses. Maybe it's a good research work. Somebody can do a good study on it, then take a few samples of activities of different individuals in different positions and posts and races and castes and all wide range, and analyze these activities and eventually break down those, come, we'll come to a conclusion. It's ultimately based on the principle of sannikarshanam, attraction. And same for a life of a sadhana. Wow, this is a nice ringtone. The Ramamay, the whole environment is Ramamay. The Ramayan being telecast is having the highest viewership after so many years also. That's the glory of Sri Ram, that's the power of Sri Ram. So even for a sadhaka also, this is the problem of attraction. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would give that classic example, very famous example, which we have all heard, but somehow it hits me very hard whenever I read this or come to know about this of a marriage party. It's a wonderful example. Marriage party, probably a boy got married to a girl on the other side of the river. So the kya bolte hain, barat ja rahi thi. Late in the evening, on the boat, everyone is seated, everyone is tired after the whole whatever songs and different festivities, whatever they do in the marriage, everyone is tired, exhausted, sitting on the boat, except the boatman who is going to row the boat. And everyone almost fell asleep. And in the morning when they get up, they realize they're at the same place. Even though the boatman says, I've been rowing it hard. I did my job. But what he forgot was to remove the anchor. So that was missing. So we may be working hard, we may be doing our sadhana, we may be doing whatever on the path. But if somehow we forget to remove or loosen the anchor, it's going to be, so we will, at the end of many years, of course, there's no loss. There's definitely no loss. But we definitely have to analyze our anchors. So we all have our own anchors. Somebody has some attachments to this thing, some disposition, this idea, some conception, some attachments to different things of this material world, different relations, different loved ones, money, bank account, everything. Different people will have different anchors. So all of us have to work as sadhaka on this principle of removing the anchor. Otherwise, little progress. Definitely there is progress. And it is not easy. It is definitely not easy. because these anchors or these conditionings which we have are there from probably thousands, maybe not thousands, millions of lifetimes. So in that sense, it's not an easy job. Our conditionings from millions of lives, maybe it will be different for everyone. Some might have come after 1,000 births, got a human life, or some 10,000, some lakh, for some millions of births. Each one of us will have our own different number of years, of number of lives which we have spent. So therefore, those conditionings are really, 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 really strong. Those who are on the, we all are on the path. So we all have it experienced. Habits die hard. Even in this life which we develop a habit, it becomes so hard to give it up. Even though we have been practicing for 15, 20, 30 years, but still those material habits become so difficult to give up at this, in spite of all the intense practices. So what to speak of the conditionings to enjoy, to exploit, to conquer, to rule, which we have developed over millions of lifetimes. It's not easy. So it's a lifetime of a struggle, a lifetime of a practice which is needed. You know that story of the thief who went to a pilgrimage with the sadhus. He gave up his practice of thievery. Chori chhodi. Lekin, what to do? Hindi mein they say, chor chori se jaye par hera feri se na jaye. So he gave up everything, his practice of stealing, but then when he was on the pilgrimage, somehow his hands were, no, somehow I have to do it. Kuch to karna hai. To ek ka bag utha ke dusre ka, he just exchanges the bag of the other, at least kuch to karun, something. So within the tent, he just moves the bags of different people to different places. Chori se jaye par hera feri se na jaye. So something like that, we all have that, our own conditionings, our own chori karne ki aadat in different ways. So we all have to work really hard, individual level, collectively, to remove this anchor. Otherwise, a lot of effort is going in rowing, definitely. But same time, this anchor has to be removed. And then the next part of the purport, here it is explained that actually the situation is aparth, useless, unless one uses one's embodied situation to engage in the loving service of the Lord. So when one does that, then it is useful. Then it becomes parth. So then when one contributes to parth, he comes back from aparth. At that time, one's connection is actually with Lord Krishna, because he's giving to Krishna, or one is engaging his senses in Krishna, not with the body, which becomes a mere instrument for executing one's higher purpose. So till the time we are attached to the body, no, it's not. When we are attached to Krishna, then that body becomes a mere instrument for executing one's higher purpose. So same body, bag, what do you say? Bad deal of nikam, bag, good, best use of a bad bargain. So this body is a bad bargain. So this material body with so many diseases, so many desires, so many conditionings is a bad bargain. But the best deal, as it is described here, is to establish one's connection with the Supreme Lord and engage, become a mere instrument for executing one's higher purpose. So becoming an instrument is the best use of the bad bargain, which bad body, bad conditionings which we have acquired. So the solution that is being offered here is engagement of that instrument, however that is, whether it is rusted, whether it is not so fine, whether it is not so sharp, mere instrument for executing one's higher purpose, then that connection. When that connection is established, then this body has some value. A great value than that body. Srila Prabhupada in one of his lectures was saying, maybe let's say your finger is cut and somebody sees your finger and he says, hey, whose finger is that? And everyone is saying, whose finger is finger? But whosoever his finger is there, but it has no value unless it is connected to the body. Srila Prabhupada, I was just hearing one of the lectures, Prabhupada was saying, that finger has only value when it is connected to the body. As long as if it is thrown, it's of no use. It has no separate existence in one sense. So something like that is our situation. As long as we are not connected with the Supreme, not become an instrument for executing one's higher purpose, then we are like not fit, not useless. Then we are like a partha. We are not contributing to the partha, the purpose of life. So I would like to just narrate one pastime from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which describes this wonderful principle of engaging one's body in the service of Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is in Antalila, chapter 4. In one sense, by the grace of this corona, so much Bhagavad Katha is happening every day. This morning class, evening classes are happening. So many devotees doing so much wonderful kirtan, Shatrushpuran doing, and team doing kirtan throughout the day and night. It's amazing, very beautiful vaccinization, as Prem Gaurangpur was telling, the wonderful vaccine of the bhakti is being, and the whole temple becomes so lively just by the kirtan when we are walking down and we were talking, just by that sound of the holy vibrations which is happening here. Just 2, 3, 4 devotees are there, but then the whole temple becomes so vibrant. At least personally, I would feel very enlivened just by hearing the kirtan. I'm not there for the kirtans, but just by being around in that whole atmosphere, this kirtan is so enlivening. And so many Bhagavad Kathas, different devotees are zooming in to different lectures, so many kathas. Probably more lectures are happening now than what were happening before, because people have more time now. Nobody can say, I don't have time. Everyone is locked in, and so much viewership of Mahabharata, Ramayana is happening. So some positive things are also happening. As I was singing Jai Radha Madhava, I was remembering that video which I saw of Yamuna Devi, Yamuna Mai, flowing very clean and beautiful. So some positive things also. So nothing in this world is absolutely bad or absolutely good. It's both. Anyways, beginning with our narration. This is Chaitanya Charitamrit, Jagannath Puri. Srila Rupa Goswami was there in Jagannath Puri, but then he goes back to Vrindavan on the way to Bengal, of course, to finally settle his stuff and everything. And Sanatan Goswami is on his way to Jagannath Puri. And he is by himself, he is alone, he is going from Mathura to Jagannath Puri, which is probably around 1600 kilometers of walk. That's a lot of walk. It takes like 40 hours by train, nahi? Mathura se Puri ki train? Yes, 40-45 hours by train. And this is Sanatan Goswami walking alone by himself, going through the path of Jharikhand forest, where he comes across some unclean water. And he was fasting, of course. Sometimes he would get something to eat, some village comes on the way, somebody gives some madhukari, or sometimes there is no village, it's all the forest. He finds some roots and herbs and eat whatever is there, so probably the immunity was low. And the water was, so one thing is important at this time is to keep the immunity of the body and the mind and the soul all strong in this time of crisis. We all have to. So by eating nice prasad, which the kitchen is so wonderfully working hard to provide all of us, and the holy names and the facilities to hear immunization. And here Sanatan Goswami probably is, he was alone, nobody was there to cook for him, nobody was there to arrange the vegetables and wash them with salt and healthy water and do all that thing. So therefore some contamination happened in the water which he drank. And probably he didn't have that cow dung ash with him to purify the water. So he contaminated a disease, kandurus, or in English, whatever, in the medicine they call it protitus, which is a sort of a skin disease. Of course he got to that extreme impurity in the blood because of taking that thing, so no cure. And in the forest, we can't have any doctor vagaira milenge. And even after reaching Puri, we see he doesn't get treated for quite long. Maybe the disease is something which is not so curable or something. So finally, after all that endeavor of walking for 1600 kilometers with diseased in his body, tired, exhausted. He's thinking what to do on the way, actually, yeah, before he reaches. And he's thinking that this body is not useful now. I'm going to go for Jagannath Darshan, which anyways I will not go because I've served these Malechas and Yavanas and I'm a low caste. So better I don't go to see Jagannath. I was thinking of associating with Lord Chaitanya, but now with this disease, I think I should do social distancing. I should stay away from all. Otherwise, others may get contaminated by this disease which I have. So I should just stay away. So he's thinking, so what is the use now? I can't associate with devotees so closely. Zoom was not there, or not to associate with devotees are here. So he's thinking, how do I associate with devotees now? And Jagannath Darshan also not possible. So better I just leave my body in Jagannath Puri. Maybe just come under the chariot wheel after the Rath Yatra or during the Rath Yatra. I don't know, we have heard that devotees or many people would do that. Elderly people would just come under the Rath cart. Sounds quite like strange, but that's how it is. We have heard. I don't know. Hari Govind, suna hai tumne aisa? कि लोग रथ यात्रा 100 साल पहले रथ के नीचे आ जाते थे और अपना देह त्याग कर देते थे and the rath will continue. It happens now also, many people in the crowd gets crushed, but then this was like voluntarily people would go actually, you know, and actually get crushed under the rath. Oh my god, what a, but that's what our Sanatan Goswami ji was thinking. Its body is useless, not to be used in Krishna's service. Aparth, no, so better I just leave my body. And so finally he reaches Jagannath Puri and he asked the locals, where is the house of Srila Haridas Thakur? He knew him before, so he wanted to go to the house of Srila Haridas Thakur. And as soon as he reaches Srila Haridas Thakur at Siddha Bakul, he offers his respectful obeisances, Dandavats, Pranam, and Haridas Thakur immediately goes to embrace him. That's how usually when devotees meet after a long time, they offer obeisances and then they embrace. Natural to embrace. Nowadays we should not do it till the time this is resolved. But then Haridas Thakur tries to embrace. Sanatan Goswami tried to hold himself back, but somehow he embraces him. And Sanatan Goswami, and they had a wonderful conversation. He gets ready, fresh bathes, everything, and Haridas Thakur knew that his purpose is to come to meet Lord Chaitanya. So Haridas Thakur tells Sanatan Goswami, my dear Sanatan, Lord Chaitanya comes every day, so he's about to come now. Abhi aayenge thodi der mein. And that time, just then, Lord Chaitanya comes in, and Haridas Thakur and Sanatan Goswami both offer their prostrated obeisances. Lord Chaitanya embraces Srila Haridas Thakur. He didn't notice at one. Sanatan, we roj aate the, to akele hi rehte the Haridas Thakur. So he embraces Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur introduces, hey, there is Sanatan, he is offering his obeisances to you. And Mahaprabhu, when he hears Sanatan has come, he was so happy and excited and in one sense surprised also. There is no news, no way to communicate. So the element of surprise has reduced in our lives. Now we know who is coming, when it is coming. So all those things are known. And the Google location is shared. So that excitement is gone because of this technology. Herein, Mahaprabhu receives Sanatan Goswami, but he had no idea when he is going to come, or if he is going to come. So when he suddenly appears, Sanatan Goswami, he was very much surprised. And Lord Chaitanya also, what he does is embrace Sanatan Goswami. So that's how the devotees would greet each other. That's how Mahaprabhu would forcefully embraces. And the rasa, the kandu ras, the itching sores, and which the blood oozing out from the body of Sanatan Goswami touches the golden, beautiful golden form of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat with all his devotees. He would come every day after the Upal Bhog, bring some prasad for Haridas Thakur, spend some time, and then go for his noon duties. So then Haridas Thakur and Sanatan Goswami sat on the floor below at their lotus feet, and Mahaprabhu asks, how is everything going on? And he inquires about everyone. And Sanatan Goswami very wonderfully says that, Param Mangala Dekhinu Charana. This is the standard answer which we have seen in Bhagavad Chaitanya Charitamrit. Whenever the Lord asks, hey, how are you? So the devotees give, we've seen the example of Haridas Thakur passing away. Lord Chaitanya asks, how are you? I have seen you. Param mangal dekhinu charan, that I've seen your lotus feet. Everything is wonderful. Srivas Thakur, when his son died, I don't know who was giving this example recently. Yeah, somebody was giving in the Bhagavatam class. And then he was also saying that, my dear Lord, your lotus feet are there. So what is the difficulty? What is the problem? Same thing with Kunti Maharani also. Right? What is, when you are seeing your lotus feet, what is the difficulty? Parama mangala dekhinu charana. Whatever difficulties come when I am able to see your lotus feet, whenever I am able to see you, that is the perfection of my life. I remember one example which devotees often give when they talk about Kunti Maharani's prayer, Vipada Santu Tashashwat. Somehow I like this example very much. I think Radheshyampu, I think, gave this example. This is, I heard from someone who heard from Radheshyampu on this example on Vipada Santu Tashashwat. Parama Mangala Dekhino Charan, that you're seeing your lotus feet, everything is most auspicious. Like some kids were playing cricket. Not now, before the lockdown or something. They were playing cricket and one ball hits the person's feet. It's so hard. He was taken aback and he goes to the hospital. Nurse treats him, puts him bandage and everything, and then he goes back. And then again, next day he's playing, he purposefully hits his hand here, the ball here, and he's again go to the hospital. And 3-4 times every day, Elmas is going to the hospital at the same time to get bandaged. So then that nurse and somebody asks, hey, why are you going every day to the nurse and getting yourself hit and going to the hospital? He said, what to do? I fell in love with the nurse. So the point is, yes, parama mangala dekhinu charana. So that's seeing the lotus feet of the Lord in any circumstances is most auspicious. Anyway, this was to just wake up before we go ahead in Jagannath Puri. But since it has come from Radheshyampu, it is bona fide. So, anyway, so Mahaprabhu then asks, what is the news in Mathura? So Sanatan Goswami explains about the duties and what happened, how are devotees in Mathura. And then Lord Chaitanya finally tells him that Rupa Goswami was here, he spent 10 months with us, left 10 days back, but I have something to tell you, that your brother Anupam, he left his body. Mahaprabhu uses Ganga Prapti. Like we say, Swargvas ho gaya. Even though person goes to Narak, but we say, Swargvas ho gaya. Of course, here Anupam is very, very special. He is the great devotee of Lord Ram. And Sanatan Goswami was taken aback hearing this news that my brother Anupam, and then he recollects what a personality my brother Anupam were. We all three of us, Sanatan Goswami explains to Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur and all the devotees, those who were sitting, that he's not an ordinary person. He was so much attached to Lord Ram. Rupa, myself and Anupam would be spending times reading Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Krishna Katha. But always he would be talking about Ram. He would be chanting the names of Lord Ram all the time. So one day we decided, both of us, Rupa and myself decided, let's test him. So they told him that Krishna is Param Madhur, Sondarya, Madhurya, Prem, Vilas, Prachur. It's in the maximum amount of happiness, Madhurya is there in Krishna. So why don't you chant Krishna's name? Then it will be nice. Hum tino saath mein jab kar sakte hain, ek hi mantra ho jayega. Nahi, Ram Ram ki jagah aap bhi Hare Krishna karoge. So it will be nice to have together. We can read Krishna book together, or we can chant Krishna's name together. So then, out of respect for us, Sanatan Goswami explains that he says, okay, since I cannot refuse you, you are my elder brothers. So you initiate me in Krishna mantra. So we initiated him in Krishna mantra, Sanatan Goswami explains. And for us, but then the whole night he was crying. Kemone chadimu Raghunathir charanam. How can I give up the lotus feet of my master Sri Ram? The whole night Anupam was crying. And the next morning he came and submitted to us. My dear brothers, please help me. I just cannot give up the lotus feet of my master Sri Ram. Kripa karo. Please, impossible for me to give up. And both of us praised him. And we told him, we were just testing you. You just continue chanting the names of Sri Ram. So in that way then, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, I also remember, I also tested one time, my dear Murari Gupta. he was also something like that, a pakka bhakta of Lord Ram. And I was telling him to chant Krishna and he could not. And he was also crying the whole night since I had told him. But then he came back and I praised him. So in this way, that famous verse which we often quote, devotees often quote, comes in this context. Shai bhakta danya jena chade prabhu ra charana. Sei prabhu danya jena chade nij jana. That bhakta is dhanya who does not give up the lotus feet of his guru or Krishna or his aradhya dev. And sei prabhu dhanya jena chade nij jana. One who does not give. Durdeva sevaka jadi jaye anya sthane. Sei thakur dhanya tare chule dhari ane. Beautifully Mahaprabhu explains that Durdevash, even somehow or other, if that sevak, if the servant goes out, Sei thakur dhanya tare chuli dhare ane. Now holding by the shikha, the master brings that person back. So all of us have to grow our shikhas long, so that it's easier for the guru and the devotees to hold us back. It's easier for them. That means we have to, so sometimes we create a wall around us where we are not ready for any feedback or any corrections by our peers, by our gurus, by our acharyas, by our seniors. So we have to break that wall and bring and build those bridges and grow our shikhas so that we can be easily corrected and caught hold. So this lockdown time is a good time to grow our shikhas, and where our seniors, our peers also have the time, and we can spend time with each other and ask them to hold our shikhas and correct them and guide them. They will do it only when they see, when they see no barriers, no walls around us, and we have good, nice shikhas, easy to catch, then they will catch. Otherwise, we shikha hi nahi to pakdaya kaise, nahi? To shikha badana bhi ek jaruri kaam hai is lockdown mein. Anyway, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, very nice, you stay here with Haridas Thakur, chant the holy names, do katha bhajan with him, both of you are so exalted. And then of course Lord Chaitanya goes back and sends another packet of prasadam. And Lord Chaitanya is also very particular about details, because he didn't know Sanatan is coming, so he had probably only prasad for probably Haridas Thakur. So Lord Chaitanya goes, but he sent Govindas with another packet of the upal bhog. Upal bhog mein kya lagate hain bhog? Pitha. Nahi. Pitha. Pitha prasad, whatever that would Mahaprabhu would bring for Haridas Thakur every day. So in this way, every day this Mahaprabhu would come. So one day finally Mahaprabhu decided, now is the time to root out that desire which he had of suicide. Sanatan was thinking, I'll commit suicide. So one day Mahaprabhu said, abhi ho gaya, bahut din ho gaye, abhi prem dikha diya, abhi shikha pakadne ka time aa gaya hai iska. Shikha has grown enough. Sufficient investment has done. So Mahaprabhu says, one day Mahaprabhu comes that, what do you think, Sanatan? You came with a desire to commit suicide. What do you think, you can get Krishna by committing suicide? If that was the case, I would have given up my body millions of times. It is only by pure devotional service one can attain Krishna. The thoughts of suicide are based on ignorance. It's rooted in ignorance, and just by ignorance and passion, one cannot understand Krishna. Mahaprabhu explains, of course, sometimes pure devotees have that desire to commit suicide, but that's out of intense separation from the Supreme Lord, and the Lord then appears to those devotees. And it's only by bhajan it is possible to achieve the Supreme Lord. And then that famous verse comes, that of all the bhajan, of all the bhakti, navadha bhakti, Mahaprabhu describes that essence of navadha bhakti to Sanatan Goswami, and then he tells Sanatan that of all the navadha bhakti, the processes of chanting of the name of God is the highest and the easiest in this age of Kali. Sanatan Goswami then finally understood that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not very happy with my desire or with my decision. Of course, he says, my dear Lord, you are the most merciful. You are independent, supreme personality of Godhead. You make me dance whatever way you want me to dance. Tomar. And then Mahaprabhu finally, of course, explains, Tomar deh mor nij dhana. That your life is my property. You cannot destroy others' property. You are my principal instrument. I have many tasks to do from you, as you were hearing. The perfection of life is to give up the apartha and become a mere instrument for executing one's higher purpose, as the purport explained. Become an instrument for executing one's higher purpose. Herein Lord Chaitanya is saying that you cannot destroy others' property. Your body is mine. Many tasks I have to done from you. You have to explain the Bhakti Shastras. You have to explain to the how a renounced order life should live. You have to explain the Vaishnava Sadachar. You have to write so many literatures. You have to excavate the holy places in Vrindavan. Mathura and Vrindavan I have given to you and your brother. I cannot go to Vrindavan because I have been asked by my mother Sachi to stay in Jagannath Puri. So all my desires in Jagannath Puri have to be accomplished through you. And Mahaprabhu finally tells Haridas Thakur, of course Sanatana Goswami understood this is not, and then he immediately offers his dandavats and tells, my dear Lord, no one can know your plan unless you reveal. And Lord Chaitanya tells Haridas Thakur, this man is trying to destroy others' property. Tell him not to do it. What is he doing? Haridas Thakur tells Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami, we become falsely proud of our abilities, but when we do something. But my dear Lord, you please tell us what is your expectation. And it is the great fortune of Srila Sanatana Goswami that you have accepted him as yours, his body. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya embraced both Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami again and left for his duties. Of course, when Lord Chaitanya goes, Haridas Thakur told Lord Sanatana that you are unlimitedly fortunate. Wow, what fortune yaar, kya bhagya hai tumhara bhai. Lord Chaitanya accepted you as your own property. Lord Chaitanya is saying, your body is mine. So you are the most fortunate personality on this entire creation. No comparison. And some things which Lord Chaitanya cannot do it, he is wanting it to be done through you. So that is the greatest thing which is there. Of course, Sanatana Goswami is glorifying Haridas Thakur. Who is equal to you, my dear Haridas? You are an closest associate of Lord Chaitanya. Every day Lord Chaitanya comes here to give you darshan. And the reason for Lord Chaitanya's appearance is to establish the Harinam Sankirtan. And you are chanting 300,000 names every day. You are preaching. In that sense, you are the most qualified, most exalted of all the devotees. Then that famous, which devotees often quote, that some behave very well, Sanatana Goswami told that, but do not preach the Krishna consciousness. Whereas others preach but do not behave, my dear Haridas Thakur. You simultaneously are engaged in both, in relishing the holy names, in chanting the holy names, and preaching the glories of the holy name everywhere. Therefore, you are the spiritual master of the entire world. You are the most advanced devotee in the world. So that way, Haridas Thakur is glorifying Sanatana Goswami, that Lord Chaitanya wants to do it through you, and Sanatana Goswami is glorifying Haridas Thakur. And then, of course, another beautiful leela which we will conclude with is, there are many stories which happen in Jagannath Puri, but we'll just conclude with one little pastime herein. So probably around the April or May, Sanatana Goswami arrived in Jagannath Puri, and this is in roughly in June, maybe before Rath Yatra time. And Mahaprabhu was invited for prasad near Tota Gopinath. And Kaviraj Goswami described that noon time Mahaprabhu called for Sanatana Goswami. So not sure whether he invited him for lunch or meeting. That's not described. It's described at noon time. Probably it was a short notice or something for Sanatana Goswami to come for meeting him at the place near Tota Gopinath. and Sanatan Goswami. Mahaprabhu, through his devotees, expounds the glories of bhakti and expound the glories, the principles of devotional service in his leelas. So, in this pastime also, Mahaprabhu asked Sanatan Goswami to come. And Sanatan Goswami, like from probably Siddha Bakul to where he was, I think that, of course, described probably the wherever he was, maybe not at Siddha Bakul that time, the easier path was to come via the Simadwar. And the other option was he walked through the beach side, from the ocean side, to meet where Lord Chaitanya was. And but Sanatan Goswami was overwhelmed with joy that Mahaprabhu had called me and he was going to meet him. Of course, he would meet him almost every day when at Haridas Thakur. But still, that was the eagerness he had, that much the love he had for Lord Chaitanya, the hankering for association of Lord Chaitanya, that Lord Chaitanya has called me. So he didn't bother to go by the shortcut, but he just went by the beach path. And probably he didn't have shoes. That's what it is described, that he got blisters, because May, June in Jagannath Puri is how much? 40-45 degrees? 40 degrees to hota yoga na Hari Govind ji? Anji? 40-42 degrees. And the sand becomes really hot that time. You can try someday to go to the beach here and see in the June or May, June beach here, and the sand will be really, really hot. But Sanatan Goswami takes that path and goes to meet Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya by the time was taking rest. So Govinda offers him the plate of Lord Chaitanya and the entire Mahaprasad. So Sanatan Goswami was in ecstasy. In that joy, he didn't realize that his feet had got blisters. And Lord Chaitanya, once he gets up, he meets Sanatan Goswami. And one time very beautifully, Damodar Prabhu was explaining this beautiful, of course he was explaining in great detail this pastime. And then Lord Chaitanya finally asked him, which path did you take? Sounds an ordinary question. Why would somebody ask, kis raste se aaya bare? But Lord Chaitanya wanted to expound a principle of humility, the Siddhanta, through Sanatan Goswami. So Sanatan Goswami says that I came by the beach path. And Lord Chaitanya asked, why did you come by that path? Sanatan Goswami said that the other path via the Simadwar, many of the pujaris, the pandas are going in and on and off. And with my condition, with my sores on my body and all this, I didn't want to just somehow want, I didn't want them to see me or even touched by me. What to speak of touched by me, seen by me? I'm from a low caste personality with all these wounds and these itchings and sores. But Lord Chaitanya was very, very pleased by this answer of Sanatan Goswami. He was pleased by his humility. So Lord Chaitanya says that, my dear Sanatan, actually speaking, you are so much qualified that you can deliver the entire universe. Even the demigods, saintly persons will get purified just by touching you. You are following the etiquette. Mahaprabhu says, Maryada palan hoye sadhur bhushan. That following the etiquette is the real bhushan, the abhushan, the jewelry for a Vaishnav. Sadhur bhushan is, this is the, sometimes if we get that desire to wear some nice jewelry, some nice watch, nice garland, some nice fancy wristbands or some rings or something nice, if we have got that desire. And so Mahaprabhu is telling, but for sadhu, for the Vaishnavas, this is the best. Maryada palan hoye sadhu rabhushan. So this is the true jewelry for all of us and for all the Vaishnavas. So in this pastime, beautifully, the Lord is actually, and then the Lord finally says that, satisfied me, tusht kaila mora man, just by your act of coming through that path, which otherwise seems ordinary, nahi? Map ne dikhaya ki idhar kam traffic hai, idhar se chale jao, rather than going through Simadwar, too much crowd. But then, just because that consciousness was there, that not to be touched or by seen by these pujaris of Sri Jagannath. So that is our real wealth. That is our pride when the Lord says, or his representative says, tusht kaila mora man. That's our real wealth. That's our goal. To hear these four words from the Lord from His representatives, from our gurus, from our seniors, tusht kaila mora mano, that I am very much satisfied with you. So that's our ultimate goal. And then of course, finally, again, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embrace. So in this beautiful Leela, we see how this Maharidas, Sanatana Goswami, was thinking his body is useless, apartha. But then by becoming an instrument for executing one's higher purpose of Lord Chaitanya's will, that become body which become even purifying, even the demigods, Mahaprabhu is saying. So I'll just conclude with one which little thing which I remember, which our Sankirtan Prabhu mentioned in his Bhagavatam class recently, that the first lockdown, of course there are so many devotees have come up with so many different lockdown versions of Govardhan Puja and this lockdown and different lockdowns from the Shastras, but I remember this one now when he said that Lakshman Rekha which Lakshman Ji pulled, that was the lockdown for Mother Sita. Don't go out, stay in. But then she went out and Ravana came to kidnap her. So he was mentioning very beautifully that all of us should stay in, of course, follow what has been asked by our authorities, by our government. But then for us, the Lakshman Rekha Sanketan to very wonderfully explained are the instructions of our spiritual masters. If we remain within that boundary, within that paridhi, then we can be safe, secure at all times, whether corona or not time, or not corona times. If we remain within the Lakshman Rekha, no Ravana of this material world can capture us. Hare Krishna. Thank you all for very patient hearing and tolerating. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Ja. Hare Krishna. Sorry, but time ho gaya, 9 baj gaye, isliye main ruk gaya. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Sorry. Time for you. Comment, yes. There is time. Oh, ek minute on karo na. Okay. There is a comment, then there is time. On ho gaya. Idhar hi aana. Acha, idhar aa jao, nahi to. Mic de do, chalo.
Hare Krishna. So, thank you, bro, for this wonderful narration of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Some months before, His Grace Gaurang Prabhu had a very nice, CC Leela, Adi, Madhya, and then it was so relishing. And after the hearing that these were my thoughts that, Bhagavad Gita is there, day-to-day practical, we do it. Also, Bhagavatam is there, but Chaitanya Charitamrita we can really, relate with. There are some yatras, Shivanand Sen getting chastised by Nityanand Prabhu, or, some Patnaik pastime, then there were some things. And so many things, like that. And this also. So I was thinking, when you discuss about Sanatan Goswami, he was thinking of committing suicide. So when this was the thing, then I was thinking that actually there is a need of, addressing emotional well-being of a person. So a devotee of that stature, Sanatan Goswami goes through that. And fortunately for him, Mahaprabhu was there to guide him. But sometimes it may happen that because of a counselor system not so effective sometimes, that the need of an emotional being of a person is not addressed. So when we come in Krishna consciousness, we have two responsibilities basically. One is maintaining our own emotional well-being, and also when we preach, so many people come to us, and then we have to address their issues also. So I was just thinking that I was discussing with Shubhvila Suru then about myself, and he was telling, if you want to be happy, first thing is you should feel there should be some growth for yourself, growth. That is, then you will be happy. Then second thing he was sharing, that there is a need for loving relationship. So we should have a relationship, then we'll be happy. And third is there is a need for contribution. So the point which I wanted to make is that we are in Kali Yuga, and then Kali Yuga is full of faults. And to chant attentively is also a challenge. To be in a community of so many devotees, pleasing everyone is also sometimes a challenge. Also, with limited resources, limited services opportunity, self-growth is not there sometimes, or tapping the potential of a devotee is not there. So I was just thinking that because Sanatan Goswami had such a wonderful chance that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there for him, or Arjuna was there when on the chariot, but Krishna was immediately for this. So I was thinking that when we have this counselor system, Radha Gopinath counselor, where Niranjan Swami Maharaj has written a book, you know, counselor, he has written Taking Care of Devotees, where he always glorifies ISKCON Chopadi temple for counselor system. So I feel that counselors need to be trained now. Training is going, I feel the training is going. I'm not into CDD, but I don't know. But the training of how to take care of emotional well-being of oneself, and also how to take care of others, if we can really go into it. Otherwise, what happens is, one example, I had a question like some years before I had asked in Bhagavatam, that the cat is there. The cat is there, and you know, cat takes care of the kitten herself. She waits and catches. So the responsibility of taking care of duties of the kitten comes to the cat. Another example is of the monkey. So the mother monkey, she monkey, you know, the child holds of the she monkey. The responsibility of taking care is of whom? Of the child. So what is our philosophy? So question was not answered that time, but His Grace Revati Vallapuru told me that Nityanand Prabhu had told answer. Our philosophy is someone is in the well and someone is outside the well. So outside person is throwing the
rope.
So it's responsibility of both. One is the down, he has to hold the rope, and one who is up, he should pull.
Wow.
So hearing this Sanatan Goswami's pastime, before also I had these thoughts that how much it's important to take care of our own well-being and also taking care of others, and we should be trained actually, because we are preaching and people come and pour their hearts to us.
And sometimes
we give them thoughts, oh, chant more rounds, and that is really good, but whether we are taking care of his situation at home or relationship and all these things. So my question is, can you share how we can do this?
Thank you very much for wonderfully bringing this point. Wow, this is amazing. Actually, the need of the hour, the emotional need, and the time of crisis. Yes, and you very nicely mentioned about Shubhilas, who said personal growth, relationship and contribution. All three in an individual, then that person in whether any ashram, he'll be satisfied and happy when he sees there is a personal growth for him, there is relationship and contribution. So thank you for sharing. Radhika Vallapu, you can just give some insights on how we can actually look for the emotional needs. What does scripture talk about the emotional need satisfying? You wanted to say something before we go to Radhika Vallapu. He wanted to say something, Nanda Gopu.
Yeah, basically I have seen so many devotees doing wonderful seva in this. Like I saw you also always taking care of the devotees. You may also add.
Right. Radhika Vallapu. Something, Radhika Vallapu, some words of wisdom on where is the emotional need in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Some devotee, Prithu Maharaj, is doing something for his subjects or anyone else. No, I just repeated what Nanda Gopu, thank you for sharing. It was good that you came back and we called you. I thought you were asking a question, that's why I wanted to escape. But it was worth coming back. But yes, the point is, we have to train our counselors. And it's a big responsibility of each one of us. Yes, there is a big responsibility. Thank you, Krishna Prabhu.
So, I'll first ask my question, then I'll respond to what Nanda Gopu Prabhu said. So we saw from this wonderful pastime of Sanatana Goswami, you know, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in spite of all that physical deformity of Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so many times embraced him. So, and here we are going through this situation where we are talking about distancing, even among devotees, even amongst ourselves who are in one situation, in one sense, we are in a situation where we are actually locked in, right? And none of us at this particular point in time have manifested symptoms of coronavirus, right? But I'm just thinking to myself that, let us say, one amongst us does develop such a situation, right? We are becoming infected with coronavirus. What would be a reaction at that particular point in time? Are we then expected to just take that person and put him in Harkishan Das Hospital and say, you know, whatever happens to you will be taken care of? Or are we going to be then, you know, be rallying behind that particular devotee and ensuring that that devotee gets taken care of here? You know, even though there might be a risk of us contacting coronavirus, you know. So I'm just thinking that we are preaching particular the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is so high. But when it comes to ourselves, are we actually in a position to follow it ourselves? Are we actually following it ourselves? We're saying, oh, we should not embrace each other, right? No, come on. I mean, and in a situation where none of us have manifested the symptoms of coronavirus. No. We have maintained a distance that we all should be. So it's a cost. It's a something for us to introspect upon.
Correct.
You know, and, for us to think about that, are we really taking shelter of Krishna? Are we really taking shelter of Chaitanya Prabhu? Are you following the principles of Chaitanya Prabhu as it is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, which through this example of Sanatan Goswami? And I think, you know, it's something for us to really introspect.
True.
Now, this response to Nanda Goprabhu's point regarding this emotional well-being. So when we came into Krishna consciousness 25 years back, you know, and we were a very small community over here, and, you know, each and every one of us had this personal this opportunity to interact with Radhanath Swami on a very personal basis. And, you know, he had an open door policy, and, you know, anybody could walk in at any time and spend literally hours with him, and, you know, he would give that emotional, emotional need. He would fulfill that emotional need that all of us had. And, of course, over a period of time, Maharaj set up this counselor system, and, you know, he wanted all the devotees, whoever got the benefit of his association, should also pass on the benefit to the others and, you know, do whatever is necessary in order to take care of the emotional, spiritual, financial, you know, so many needs that the devotee has, and give him a holistic shelter of Krishna consciousness. And this is happening today, I think, to a large extent. But what I'm seeing, how our counseling system has sort of matured over the years, is that devotees have sort of become, you know, matured themselves in Krishna consciousness. And to a large extent, they are by and large, you know, able to find the requisite amount of shelter as per their level of Krishna consciousness. They are able to find the requisite level of shelter within our Krishna consciousness society. And some are taking, let's say, more shelter of the counseling system, and some are taking less shelter of the counseling system. So it's purely very, very individual based now, rather than, you know, a group based, which was how it was when we all sort of got into the counseling system 25 years back. And, you know, where rather than on a personal basis, the group issues would get addressed. But now it is becoming that some individuals need a greater amount of care, and some individuals need a lesser amount of care. But that doesn't mean that they are lesser Krishna conscious. Mm. Just because a person needs a lesser amount of care, it doesn't mean that he is less Krishna conscious. He is matured and he is handling his problems, and problems are going to be there, right? Whether, however deep a person is in Krishna consciousness, material world, he is going to put him into a huge amount of problems. But, you know, he handles it in a particular way in which he feels comfortable. And sometimes it reaches out to devotees, sometimes it doesn't reach out to devotees. So I personally feel that now we have graduated to a situation where devotees are reaching out to that emotional, spiritual care based upon their, you know, own need, right? So one cannot really generalize whether a person, you know, is based upon the amount of care that he is reaching out for, you know, whether he is less Krishna conscious or more Krishna conscious. So I personally feel that, yes, all of us need emotional care, but also I think all of us need to gradually become more and more matured in Krishna consciousness, that we can, you know, try to handle our own problems to the best of our ability. And yes, we have this wonderful system that Radhana Swami has set up over here for us, which actually came from Srila Prabhupada himself. So that provision is there within our society to just reach out to anybody within our congregation. Now, whether it's a grihastha, whether it's a brahmachari, whether it's a sannyasi, or whether it's a vanaprastha, I think it's of no consequence, right? So every brahmachari has the opportunity to get counseled by a grihastha. Every grihastha has a opportunity to get counseled by a brahmachari or by a sannyasi. So it's such a wonderful bonding that has been created by this particular community, where every ashram can take shelter of the other ashram in order to get their nourishment, you know, to the extent that they feel necessary for their own Krishna consciousness. Okay. I think I've spoken too much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you very much to both of you. Thank you, Nandagop Prabhu, and thank you, Krishna Prabhu, for sharing. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki.